Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
GS on KMOX, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Good to be back. Had to take a day off yesterday for some minor emergency surgery, and I'm doing well. Good to see you.
Minor emergency?
Yes. It wasn't dangerous, but it had to happen right then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's minor surgery on an emergency basis.
That's exactly
not
it.
A minor emergency.
That's right.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure it out. I see the Band-Aids there. I'm going, what the heck happened?
Yeah, skin infection turned into an abscess over the weekend. Our buddy Matt Kinoyer took care of me, so.
Very cool.
It's all good. All
very good. Very cool. Glad that you're still here.
And as I've said 38 times on the show today, I'm currently on opiates. So
there you go.
We have that going for us.
All right.
Which is nice.
Could be a whole new thing.
Might be a little bit saner show than normal.
It could be. It's making me hold back a little bit. Making me question things. Yeah. Did you like this one?
I love it.
Good. Good, good.
I love it.
Yeah. I don't remember doing it.
No, we've never done this before.
Okay.
We've never done this. But first couple of years you did this way back when half the people, you know, and the studio weren't born yet. I wasn't part of it.
Yeah.
But I still listened as much as I could, but I don't remember it then. But definitely since 2012, we haven't done it.
So Sweet 16 of best all-time sports nicknames. Man.
Pretty great.
Where do you start?
With Skip.
Where do you start?
We start right to your right.
Sweetness.
Sweetness.
Oh, that one was brought up on the stream right away. I knew that'd be
really
that's a high
my
end
favorite.
One. Yeah, that's a
I mean,
high
I,
end
I
one.
I usually great. Like to try to do a little bit more obscure, but yeah. I mean, there was not a better guy and a badder ass than Walter Payton.
Yeah.
Man, we sweetness. I hate to do this every show, but we grew up in the best generation.
Yeah.
Being a kid, watching Walter Payton high stepping into the
we used and to the live. Way he carried the football and everybody thought they could make him fumble, and
nope. We used to live like two blocks from Peyton's Hill. There was this hill that was in suburban Chicago, which is where we lived at the time, where he would train in the off season because he would just run up this hill, up and down this hill, and it's huge. It's just this massive thing. And his son, Jarrett, went to Miami, played there at football, but also went to my wife's high school in Chicago. So,
jeez,
he's a good dude.
You guys are basically best friends.
I know, like that. We are the Paytons, man.
You're like Sweetness Junior.
Yeah, I know. That's what they said.
Sweet
I
was JR.
Just, I'm just glad that's so that you said. I mean, I knew that you would know it.
Yeah.
But the fact that I mean, you know, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of sports people since then.
Yeah.
So I know it's a retro, but I'm just glad to hear that it's so well received.
Yeah. Andrew.
I'm going to go with Sweetness Junior for Kevin.
All right.
That's Kevin's famous nickname. No, I'm going to say so ubiquitous that I actually did not know this was his actual name until like, you know, maybe 10 or 15 years ago. Magic Johnson.
Yeah. You thought his name was Magic?
I thought his first name was just Magic.
No.
Because I'd never heard anyone call him anything but Magic Johnson.
I almost lit off with that one because I mean... Those are probably my two favorite sports people of all time.
Yeah.
Walter Payton and Magic Johnson.
When I was in junior high playing PE basketball, me and this other kid, Chris Wall, were really good playing together. And we used to call ourselves Johnson and Kelsey?
Yeah.
Remember
Kelsey? Greg
Kelsey,
yeah.
Yeah.
Greg Kelsey.
So that goes all the way back to college when he
1979,
was doing that
Magic
stuff.
Johnson against Larry Bird in the finals. Yep.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. We have time.
I was going to say, for the legend of Magic Johnson, I have people ask me all the time, who do you think is better, LeBron or Michael Jordan? And I said, well, I look at this. The way I grade it is, would five LeBrons beat five Michael Jordans? Which was better? And I think very easily five Michael Jordans beat five LeBrons. Now, that's a good debate we could have. And then I always say, I think five Magic Johnsons beat either of them.
I've never thought about it that way.
The guy was one of the best ball handlers. He was 6'9", and he played center against Caldwell Jones and Moses Malone in the finals as a rookie and scored 41 points when Kareem was injured. I mean, he could do everything. And I
couldn't
to me,
shoot.
What's that?
Couldn't shoot.
He could shoot.
Nah.
He could shoot. Hey,
he could not guard Michael Jordan, I can tell you that. No chance.
I got a poster of him doing just that.
Not doing it on a one-on-one.
I think five of them, though, one-on-one is different. Five of them would be, and I definitely know he can shoot as well as LeBron, period.
It's pretty close in that regard, because LeBron's not a great shooter.
Sweetness JR is getting a little over his skis.
Anyway, I love Magic
Johnson.
I'll take
five Jordans over five anybody's.
Well, and that's legit.
Speed,
but I still think
shooting,
Magic
the whole deal.
I still think Magic would hold his own. Nobody ever talks about him is my point in that.
Yeah.
Nobody ever brings him up, but he's there. Five Larry Birds would hold his own against those guys, too. They don't remember that 80s thing when the game was so different.
Yeah. How can the baseball guy not go with the man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we would be run out of St. Louis if Stan was not on this list.
Yes,
the bad thing is, will we be run out if he doesn't win?
Yeah, we have to be brave. We have to be brave.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the great one.
Yeah.
I had that one, too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This one is not my submission, but it's my heart pick as a kid. Bake McBride.
Oh.
It just floated off.
I had his jersey. His jersey, man. He was my favorite player. When they traded him, it broke me.
I
was at baseball camp and everything. It broke me in half when they traded Bake McBride.
I went to a mall, probably Alton Square, but
that was
maybe
his actual
Jamestown.
Name.
Was it really his name?
I think so.
I think his real name was Baker. Yeah, it was.
No, I think it's just Bake.
And I got his autograph. Just one of those you walk up to a
table. Oh, no, I'm wrong. It's Arnold Ray McBride. So Bake's
and
the nickname.
You're wrong about the damn 5-on-5, too.
Yeah.
So
no, I'll die on that hill. It's Peyton's hill, too.
I'm going to go Dr. J.
Ah, man, I didn't know that anybody would think of that one.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That
because
is a great
one. He wasn't a real doctor?
One.
Like I told, here's a gynecologist. Like I told Klaibs earlier in the show, he was an era.
Yeah.
Dr. J era.
Yes. I remember
socks pulled
everybody
up.
Everybody talked about Bird versus Magic.
Yeah.
Brought the NBA.
Yeah.
Well, they came in at the same year. But nevertheless, I still have the electronic. Well, I don't have it anymore, but I remember the electronics arts game that I got in 1983.
Dr. J versus Larry Bird.
And it was Dr. J versus Larry Bird. It was not Bird versus Magic yet. It was Dr. J.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And the other thing about Dr. J is I remember many times watching him play live against our St. Louis Spirits.
Mm-hmm.
My dad and I would go to those games. It was so poorly attended. We'd go in and we watched. We went all the time we could.
Was it the red, white, and blue ball?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's when he had the giant fro.
Yeah, he was.
Oh my gosh.
He was the Babe Ruth of the dunk.
Yeah.
He was the guy. I mean, other guys in his time were good dunkers. He's the guy that made dunking the coolest thing in basketball.
He won the first three slam dunk contests.
Yeah.
And some of them were just insane.
I'm sure I'm not a numbers guy. I'm sure there's statistical reasons to not put him in that previous conversation. But as far as just iconic, to me, he's just right up there.
Well, I think part of it is his first few years were in another league.
Yeah.
I mean, he came in. And his very, very best years were behind him.
Yeah. Okay, back to you.
All right. Staying in the same sport, because I think that has the best nicknames for one reason or another. They're not a monopoly on it, but the round mound of rebound.
Another icon.
I love it. And he lost the weight and kind of dropped it. But when he was in college, certainly stuck with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
He liked the training table in college.
Yeah. Well, Moses Malone worked his butt off. And it's a great, you ever want to hear great motivation? Listen to Barkley talk about Malone.
I love Barkley.
Yeah. Me too. He's great.
Andrew.
How about Beast Mode?
I didn't even think about him.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also very funny and cool.
He's the best. I'm a huge fan of Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. I bet I think about that stupid Super Bowl call once a week.
Yeah.
Really?
How do you not give him the ball?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's first down. Just give it to him.
Crazy. Rach. Andrew.
We skipped Wheels.
Wheels.
Wait. Andrew did that one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Wizard.
Yep.
There you go.
What if the Wizard and the Man meet?
They could.
It's the Wizard Man. The Wizard Man.
You never know.
Big Poppy.
That's good. Big Poppy. I like that one.
I love David Ortiz.
Yeah.
He just seems like a nice man.
He might have one of the most iconic on-field speeches of all time, like maybe next to Lou Gehrig. After the Boston bombing, he was...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did a speech, and he was, like, talking to the crowd. He's like, this is our blanking city. We're not, you know, like, whatever. And they were, like, going nuts. It was pretty awesome.
Nice. I'm going to go with the fridge.
Oh, yeah. What's so amazing about it is, at that time, the fact that he was almost 300 pounds was a novelty.
Right.
And now every guy that plays that position plays is 340.
Yes. Yeah. When they would give him the ball.
It was so great.
We are flying. Yeah, with
that, on that Monday Night Football, the first time he carried the ball.
Yeah.
That's like one of the greatest moments in Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Why did he
I don't remember the linebacker for Green Bay that tried to tackle him, but he obliterated him.
Yeah.
Absolutely obliterated
him. Yeah. How many we need, Rach?
We need 5, so one more round.
Okay. Back to
school. All right. Here's an obscure one. I think you may... Dave, you may know this. Wheels, you probably do. But it's a little bit before... I mean, you're not quite old enough, but how about the human rain delay?
Yes! Mike Hargrove. Oh, dude, he had
took
this
so much time dicking around with his... between every pitch. That's like,
every pitch.
He'd unzip his gloves and redo
like
them.
Like a CD kind of thing?
Yes. It was every pitch. It was like, hitch the pants, undo the batting gloves,
And he'd do a little cross thing. And also a little ritual thing that wasn't... the human rain delay.
Every pitch.
What a great thing to call
him. Yeah.
Nice.
That's a great one.
Andrew.
I'm going to say some real wasted potential here. Megatron.
Yeah.
Wasted potential. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but the team always sucked, and he never...
He did get poorly drafted.
I'm like, no offense to your boys, but the team was awful around him being incredible.
Yep. Well, that's the entire history of the Lions.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders was the same thing.
Wheels.
Oh, yeah, this is a tough one. I'm trying to decide to go outside of baseball. I'm just going to stay with baseball. The big unit.
Yep.
There you go. Another great guy and unbelievable talent.
Man, great photographer, too.
Yeah. Remember when he hit the seagull?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. The wildest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip.
Okay.
I'm going to skip and give my pick to Skip.
Okay.
So
okay.
You go, Dave, and then Skip gets the last one.
Proud to call him my friend, the Mad Hungarian.
Yes.
Another great nickname.
How did that? I didn't think of that one. That's going to be my vote every time and whoever it's matched up against.
Yeah.
I think...
Plus, it's such a vibe. We need two more, right?
We need one more. I don't know if I messed something up or wrote something down twice. I don't think I did.
Oh, maybe Dave, she threw in the one, Bake McBride?
I did.
Okay, that's in. Yeah. Then we just need one more.
Okay. Skip.
How about the Steel Curtain? Why does a nickname have to be one person?
Oh, it doesn't have to be. I didn't even think of that.
Why does a nickname have to be one person?
We didn't specify that it had to be an individual person.
I like that.
And that started the tradition of calling people the Doomsday Defense and the Purple People Eaters and all that.
Monsters
fierce and foursome. But
that's outside the box.
The Steel Curtain was just a cool way to describe them.
Rach, you want to do a couple?
Let's try to do one round. Let's just get out by 19.
Okay. Here we go. Sweet 16 of best sports nicknames. Sweetness versus the Wizard. All of these are going to be painful.
The Wizard.
I got to go with Sweetness, man. I love my Walter.
Wizard.
Oh! That could have been the final.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You know what?
It's a good matchup.
It's a thankless job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's like earlier, everybody's like,
actually, it could have been anything but the first round is what it could have been.
There's like 12 of these that could be in the finals.
I've been playing this with her for 10 years, and I don't remember anyone ever going like, that's a great matchup, right? She's always like, oh, you made Magic Johnson versus Big Poppy.
Magic.
Stan the Man versus The Fridge.
The Man. It's The Man.
The Man.
I think the Man is definitely a better player, even with sport. But the Fridge is a better nickname. William the Refrigerator Perry is a better nickname.
Yeah, but he only got it because he's big.
That's okay.
The man had to earn it.
I'm going to go with the man because I don't want to hear Kevin whining.
That's not me. I'm
the refrigerator.
You got to worry about the listeners on that one.
The great wind versus the human rain delay.
Oh, that's my two favorite ones left.
The great one.
The great one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, great one. I agree.
Bake McBride versus Megatron.
I like Megatron.
Megatron.
Gotta go Bake.
Bake.
Oh, no.
The Kev.
Megatron. He's one of my favorites of all time. Sorry, Bake.
Not best player, best nickname.
Megatron's a better nickname than Bake.
Not,
let's
no.
go ahead. And
Mega, come on. What's Bake even
bake,
for?
Shake and Bake. Shake and Bake.
Megatron's stupid. tell you guys about
Transformers versus Shake and Bake. Come
right.
on.
Right. Welcome back, guys. DGS, Good Sweet 16, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Sweet 16 of the best sports nicknames of all time. Rounding out our first round here, Dr. J versus the Big Unit.
Oh, I got to go with the doctor, even though the unit was mine.
Dr. J.
Big Unit.
Dr. J.
Dr. J. Andrew's all by himself.
How's that Feels island, sad. Buddy?
The tell me again, Charles Barkley. I forget.
The round mound of rebound.
Yeah, maybe.
Versus the Mad Hungarian.
Oh, round no. mound Mad of Hungarian. Rebound.
Al.
Al.
Oh, it's a I cannot vibe. Believe.
It's a whole vibe.
Round mound of rebound.
He went tarps off, Skip.
We he gotta... went tarps off.
Looked damn good, too.
He threw a bunch of baseballs back at the umpire back in the day.
I love round. Al.
Al's my friend.
I just want to get an apartment with him.
Round mound of rebound rhymes. Round mound of rebound rhymes. Come
Barkley
on.
Never won anything.
Al will come home from a game and be like, is it tarps off tonight, honey?
Hey, they got that steakhouse.
Beast mode versus the steel curtain. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going curtain.
I'm might. Going yeah, curtain. I'm going to go too. Steel yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. Right. Round of eight. The Wizard of Oz versus Magic Johnson.
Oh, my Ooh. Lord.
I know.
Wizard.
Magic.
I'm going Wiz yeah. legit.
Wizard.
Yeah.
That's. They're both magical.
Stan the Man versus the Great One.
Oh, oh my God. The Man, but holy
yeah,
crap.
I got it. I'm going to go Stan. Because we are on KMOX right now.
You going
I'm
great
going
one?
The great one, yeah.
Oh, you got some balls on you.
That's look. Hey, he's still got the look, St. Louis connection.
Ovechkin passed him up with goals.
Yeah.
Okay. If you took got rid of all of Gretzky's goals, he still has the most points ever scored by anyone.
Yep.
Great one.
Amazing.
Is absolutely fitting for him.
Yep.
I'm giving man the finals, but then all bets are off. So I may vote against him in the finals. Megatron versus Dr. J.
Oh, it's Doc.
Megatron.
Dr. J.
The Mad Hungarian versus the Steel Curtain.
Hungarian.
Steel Curtain.
Mad.
Steel. Steel.
Rich. Hungarian.
All right.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS. Quick segment here. We've got a lot of business to do. Skip, tell us about things at Weber.
Hey, new month with August. We got some great pricing on it. Look, we are doing a Labor Day price run. I know Labor Day is a month from now, but that's the deal. We're going to have Labor Day from now till then. Okay? And because of that, we are running extra discounts on everything. Extra discounts on Silverado. Discounts on on Equinox and Traverses and Traxxas, pretty much everything. And what this is, I mean, you're going to get good discounts on the new 27s, but this is additional push for clearing out the 26s. So basically, like our Equinoxes, they're all 27s. But everything else, we still have kind of both. Mm-hmm. We don't have 27s of everything, but we have 26s listed of everything. Big, big deal. Just check it out. Go to our website, and you will see what I mean at WeberChevrolet.com, or go to any individual store websites, or WeberFord.com. Big, big deal. Concerted effort. We're not just throwing stuff out this time. It's a big deal for the whole month for all stores.
Okay, final four of best sports nicknames. This could be as painful as my face surgery yesterday. Here we go. The Wizard of Oz versus Stan the Man.
Wizard.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Wizard.
I'm going to the Wizard
because
too.
I know him better, yeah.
Well, Oz is his name, so Wizard of Oz, come on.
Yeah. It's a great
better nickname.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. J versus the Mad Hungarian.
Oh.
Dr. J.
I would have gone with Al.
Me too.
Yeah. I was Team Hungo until he went up against Dr. J.
Okay. The Wizard versus Dr. J. Best nickname. Not the best guy.
Wizard.
Not the best player.
It's clearly the Wizard.
I mean,
do you remember when the University of, was it Connecticut or Rhode Island, gave Julius Erving an honorary doctorate and made him a real Dr. J? I'm going with Dr. J, the doctor's in session.
Yeah, but then there were all those medical malpractice lawsuits. I got to go with the Wizard.
All right, there you go. The Wizard wins. All best right. sports nickname of all time.
So our super champion right now is Cup. I do not remember what that was.
It's what?
Cup? It says Cup.
World Cup?
Best utensil.
You guys did that when I wasn't here.
This is last Monday, time July I was 13th. I texted the group, Cup. Maybe we should make it the Wizard?
What the hell is Cup? I almost want to keep Cup going. We don't even know what it is.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.